Do you like music?
It's rich, it's alive, it's vivid. Stereophonic sound.
Are you fed up with constantly searching for the records you want?
Fame, fortune, platinum records. It's every boy's dream.
Every one of my records means something. The label, the producer, the year it was made.
I'm teaching you about rock music.
Seriously, you're totally elitist. You feel like the unappreciated scholars.
Okay, let's spin a disc.
Greetings, listeners, and welcome to Cut by Cut. I'm today's host, Other Chris. You may remember me helping out on other episodes of Cut by Cut, but I'm alone today. Eric, Chris, and Brooke wanted a break, so they called this rookie in to cover for them with a mixtape of my own for your summer break. Today we're going to be listening to music from the 1990s. However, the foundation for this sound was laid in the 80s, so let's start there. Revolution Summer is the nickname that describes the summer in 1985, in which Washington, D.C. hardcore bands began to move away from stereotypical hardcore punk towards a more nuanced and quote-unquote grown-up feel. Notably and vocally, they were taking a stand against violence and sexism, not only in general, but in their scene. This spawned the first wave of emo. Well, technically, this was the spawning of emotive hardcore, which then eventually mutated into what is now known as emo. But let's stay on target, Other Chris. The intensity of hardcore punk was still there, but the concepts grew as the musicians grew. Shortly after Revolution Summer in the late 1980s, Revelation Records became a prominent record label promoting New York hardcore. However, by 1990, many of those bands started to get bored with straight-up hardcore, and they wanted to explore some of their other influences. As many of these Revelation bands began to break up, they would continue to write new music with new bands. Their sound changed. Metal and alternative began to filter in. True to their hardcore roots, Revelation Records continued to release albums by these friends. This led to the development of Revelation as more than just a hardcore label. This is where our story begins. Following is a brief one-song-per-band sampler of Revelation Records during the 1990s and what I believe is the summer of their existence. Welcome to Revelation Summer.
We'll be right back.
Block of songs you heard Unfulfilled by Quicksand. Astute listeners will notice that I used the version from the LP and not the EP because, in my opinion, the recording is better. After that, you heard Inside Out with No Spiritual Surrender. You may recognize the vocals but not be able to place them. That's Zach De La Rocha from Rage Against the Machine fame. And finally, you just heard The Painted Sky by Supertouch. You can still hear a lot of hardcore in these songs, but they're getting longer and more fleshed out. Also, you start to see some samples inserted to emphasize the lyrics or moods, including our next song, Filter the Infection, by Statue.
Yeah.
That section included Statue with Filter the Infection, released in 1993, followed by Orange 9mm from their debut EP in 1994 with the song Cutting and Draining. Then we really start to notice a shift with Farside's Buck. I chose this Farside song as an homage to the fine gentleman who invited me to make this mixtape, Chris Bycutt, sometimes known as Buck. At this point, you can really start to see the changes that are happening. We've hit the mid-90s now, and the rabbit hole really starts to open up with Into Another's Maritime Murder.
Thank you.
We're really getting away from straight hardcore here. That first song you heard was Into Another's Maritime Murder from their masterpiece second album, Ignore Us, released in 1994. We followed that with Shades Apart and their song Gun. Shades Apart were most well known for their classic cover of Soft Cell's classic cover of Tainted Love. Finally, Sensefield's Outlive the Man from their outstanding LP Building. Next, we'll be hitting the middle of the 90s with Texas Is the Reason, and their absolute classic, and perhaps my favorite song of all time, If It's Here When We Get Back, It's Ours, taken from their self-titled EP, released in 1995.
Walking
final slot in this trip through Revelation Summer, where Texas is the reason. If it's here when we get back, it's ours. Followed by Elliot with Miracle from their 1998 debut LP, U.S. Songs. And to close out the set, Garrison with Harlow from their EP, The Bend Before the Break. At this point, we've tread into 1999, and who knows if anyone survived the Y2K bug, and I'm afraid to find out. Thanks so much for hanging out with me for this exploration of where hardcore went in the 1990s on Revelation Records. If you enjoyed this podcast, visit us on the web at cutxcut.com or interact with us at Instagram or Facebook at cutxcutpodcast. Want to email us? Easy enough, cutxcutpodcast@gmail.com. Thanks to all the Radio Mutation listeners. Get your Garage Rock podcast on radiomutation.com. Please head over to iTunes or Podbean or wherever you listen to your podcasts and give us a review. Next season, the guys will be discussing Beastie Boys, Paul's Boutique, track by track. Next episode is a new mixtape by Chris by Cut. Looking forward to it. Not a bonus cup, but a bonus cut. You've been listening to Hephaestus from Iceburn, released on Revelation Records in 1993, Rev number 27, behind all my vocal interludes. Takes, and that was the best one.